don't do it.
Okay.
Now we're past 5 seconds.
Hello.
Welcome back. This is Girl-O-Matic.
This is Lola.
This is T. And I just did a big fuck up, so we're remedying that right now. We're podcasting from lovely East Village.
Yay, New York.
We're on the other side of the river from Brooklyn Heights. And it is a beautiful fall day, sweater and sock weather. And we're talking about phobias. And I think that that's a subject that is Lola was revealing. Now, what is this?
I don't know. It's fear of small spaces. I guess it is
form of claustrophobia.
But what's weird about it is that I never... It's something that I've developed recently, and it's not acute or anything.
Like last year, in the last year?
I think in the last couple of years. But weirdly enough, like, I don't have the usual symptoms of this thing. Like, you know, I'm fine in crowded subways, I'm fine in elevators. It's not that stuff. I think it's more a mental thing, like if I start thinking about it, then I get anxious.
But yours thing is this one specific scenario.
Right. And then I have this one specific scenario that I don't know where the hell I got it from or why this even developed or if it's even possible. But it's the following scenario. Y'all, for those people who live in New York, they'll know, I guess, the setting better. But it's when I'm waiting for the subway in the platform, I have a fear that while I'm waiting, I'm going to fall into the platform, the rails. And not that I will get killed at that moment, but that in seeing the subway come, I will have to hide next to the wall. Like, I won't have time to get up onto the platform again. And I will be trapped in that space that I imagine exists between the platform wall and the train.
I actually think it does, because I've seen workmen walk along that space. And guys can actually walk.
Not when the train is
not there. When the train's right. There, but there is enough space that I'm sure for a
there's
got to
be
like
because
you.
Obviously there's some space so that the train doesn't hit that wall,
right?
And also like
against it,
right? And when you leave the train, there's usually like a little platform
right,
that sticks
that's
out,
right.
or you take a step over it. So I guess it's like a really small space, and maybe that's what frightens me. I don't know, but
yeah.
I have to stop myself from thinking about it when I'm over there because I can't breathe and it becomes like an anxiety.
So do you have to back away from the edge of the platform?
Yeah, and make myself think about something else. I like.
Interesting. So you start to like hyperventilate, kind of.
And also, like if for whatever reason I think about it at night, then it also becomes
if you're
like
on
a
the
nightmare
platform at night or
no,
if you're
no, like
away
if I'm
from...
in bed.
Oh, interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think I've even told Sean about this. But it's a very recent thing, like from the last 2 years.
You
I guess
can't
I have to
quite figure when it actually
no, or why.
Evolved.
Like, it's such a specific thing that I've never heard of anybody being in that situation or.
No, yeah.
And I'm sure it's happened, but I don't know.
That's really. I mean, and we're talking about it's actually even more active than that.
Well, I think, yeah, the thing is, the thing that scares me is my. Immobility, like the fact that I'm not going to be able to move either way or get out of that bad place, which I guess emotionally and psychologically says a lot.
I guess
it is something to investigate in therapy, maybe.
Definitely. I mean, I've been doing a lot of brain or I mean, or how much we see but how little we're aware of. And granted, I think we collectively know a lot of in jest. Like, the clueless people abound. But, like, literally, physically, they're talking about, you know, when you dream and you say, well, I dreamt about this person, I don't recognize their face.
Yeah.
Well, there are studies that say that, in fact, you have seen that face.
Right.
But you just don't consciously remember. Brain has... remembers the face. So can you really say that you don't remember that face?
Right, so what about like what about in dreams those weird things where like you will dream about a specific person that you do know but who is not somebody that is important or even a friend? Like that happens to me a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean there are sort of technical things that they say. Sort of interesting, I mean obviously there's the whole Jungian stuff which I really love, you know, which is like a symbolic, what are they symbolic of? Technically they're saying that sleep throughout your areas of your brain that are
different.
So it's like you have long-term storage and you have short-term storage, kind of like not getting so much input and move things from short-term storage, long-term storage, or even lose stuff. it could be that you dream of that and right. going, eh, don't need that.
Yeah. Huh,
or somehow randomly gets associated with something else. But, I mean, that's sort of the more technical lesson. I do think that these things still have significance as any other
But
person.
That happens to me a lot. That so very recently, I hardly ever dreamed with anybody that close to me or significant.
Huh.
I usually always dreamt about, like, I would, in the dream, become really important, and I'd be like, the deli guy? Like, why am I dreaming about him? You know, or whatever.
But you knew he was the deli guy.
Yeah, yeah, in the dream. And sometimes they don't even look like they really do, but you know how you have that
awareness.
Consciousness and dream, like, that was the deli guy, or
yeah,
whoever.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting, because I dream about people I know all the time.
Well, now I do more, but for a long time I never ever did.
That's interesting.
And, like, for example, I still, like, I don't dream about my mother or my father. Well, my father I did for a long time.
I don't dream about my parents either.
I wonder how much that is also, like, the unconscious precedent, like, you might not be able to handle dreaming about, you know, versus what you're saying, like, there's a certain security in dreaming about that are not significant
right.
to you, because who cares, you know, like, there's,
exactly.
you don't have
it's
any
a way
issues
to work
with
that
them.
Out.
Right.
Yeah, and they often say certain things take on the Jungian thing. It's
yeah.
like you dream about your home or your house,
right.
dreaming about your internal mind, and,
yeah.
and, like, I've often sort